RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia.
Informing, connecting, dignifying.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta, presents actual news and information as well as entertainment.
You can also listen to our broadcast every day on frequencies of 15150 kHz, 9525 kHz, and 11785 kHz. Or listen to audio on demand at en.voi.co.id. Hello listener, welcome back to English Bulletin over RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta. In today's edition, we'll present to you our program summary for today. First, we'll bring you our news, followed by commentary, today in history, and focus news in brief. We'll continue our next program with Indonesian Wonder and Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia. We'll conclude our program for today with Music Corner. Stand by now for the news.
Voice of Indonesia with the news.
Here is the news. First, the headlines. The United States Pacific Command commander discusses meets Minister Wiranto. Indonesian President Joko Widodo calls Minister of Transportation to talk about airport construction. Indonesian President released Indonesia Sea Games contingent. Now the news in detail. Admiral Harry Bain Clay Harris Jr., commander of the United States Pacific Command, U.S. PACOM, arrived at Indonesian Coordinating Political, Legal and Security Affairs Ministry on Monday, August 7. Admiral Harry Bain Clay Harris Jr. met with Minister Wiranto to discuss several topics, including peace preservation in Southeast Asia and Asia-Pacific. The conflict related to terrorism in Marawi, Philippines, was also discussed in the meeting. Other regional security topics were also discussed, including the North Korea's recent ballistic missile testing and the military partnership between Indonesia and the United States. The meeting, according to Wiranto, was held to follow up Indonesian President Joko Widodo or Jokowi's commitment discussed with U.S. President Donald Trump during their meeting in Riyadh and Hamburg this year. Wiranto claimed that he has built a positive relationship with U.S. PACOM, especially in 1998, when he served as the commander of the Indonesian Armed Forces APRI and the Defense and Security Minister. U.S. PACOM is based in Hawaii and is responsible for the United States' defense in the Asia-Pacific region. Indonesian President Joko Widodo called Indonesian Minister of Transportation Budi Karya Sumadi related to the plan to build Wirasaba Airport in Purbalingga District, Central Java. In his meeting with the President at the State Palace, Jakarta, Minister Budi explained the President expressed his interest to the airport development, which is planned to build a license among regions in Central Java. To the President, Minister Budi reported that the construction of Wirasaba Airport will begin in November and will be completed by the end of 2018. The minister also explained, in the early stages of the construction of Wirasaba Airport, the length of runway will reach 1,600 meters with 30 meters wide. The initial phase of the development is intended to accommodate commercial planes for short-haul flights or ATR. Nevertheless, the development will be continued so that Wirasaba Airport can also accommodate bigger planes.
Jadi Purbalingga itu kan akan dibangun. Jadi Pak Presiden tanya berapa besar, berapa biayanya.
It will be built in Purbalingga. The President asked about the cost and time of the construction. Yesterday, I already met the teams from Angkasa Pura II. They said it will be built in November and is expected to finish at the end of 2018. The President is very interested because Wirasaba needs to be constructed since we only need 6 hours to Yogyakarta from Purbalingga, while from Purbalingga needs 4 hours to Semarang. The initial development of runway is 30 times 1,600 square meters for ATR or short-haul flights. But ultimately, we ask to be 2,400 meters long and 45 meters wide so that it can be landed by 737 planes.
Minister Budi Karya Sumadi further said, for financing the construction of Wirasabah Airport in Purbalingga, Central Java, Angkasa Pura II will prepare 350 billion rupiah fund. In addition to the construction of Wirasabah Airport, in the meeting, President Joko Widodo also asked Minister Budi Karya Sumadi to increase the capacity of I Gusti Ngurah Rai Bali Airport. Meanwhile, for the airport development in East Java Province, the minister said the government also plans to build a new airport. Currently, the airport development plan is still in the finalization stage. According to him, the development plan will be done in one of the regencies, Trenggalek, Tulungagung, or Kediri. Indonesian President Joko Widodo released Indonesia's contingent for the 29th SEA Games 2017. The release of the contingent was held at the State Palace in Jakarta on Monday, August 7. The SEA Games will take place in Kuala Lumpur, Malaysia on August 19, and it will end at August 30. On this occasion, President Joko Widodo reminds that Indonesia has been general champion as many as 10 times in same sporting event in Southeast Asia level. The struggle of contingent is now supported by 250 million people of Indonesia. In addition, he also expects that the contingent has to become a strong representation of Indonesia and show the world that Indonesia is capable of competing, winning mentality, and upholding fair play.
Ingatlah bahwa di sana saudara-saudara mewakili Indonesia.
Indonesia is a country with the largest population in Southeast Asia. 250 million people of Indonesia support their comrades to make proud the name of the nation and the country. When the comrades lose, 250 million people of Indonesia will cry, and when the comrades become the champion, 250 million people of Indonesia will also cheer because they feel the victory of every Indonesian athlete. One more important thing to win medal is that you show the world that Indonesian nation is a strong nation, a competing nation, a winning mentality nation, which upholds fair play, which upholds discipline, a source of inspiration, a source of optimism for all Indonesian people who will witness the struggle of their comrades. Finally, I wish you can make proud the name of Indonesia, the name of the nation. From the country, I am waiting for the anthem of Indonesia Raya resounding in the 29th SEA Games, and the red and white flag fluttering proudly and representing the pride of Indonesian nation.
In this event, the contingent of Indonesia to participate in reaches as many as 755 people. The number consists of athletes, coaches, and other supporting teams. The details are 534 athletes, 166 coaches and managers, and 55 supporters from both the Indonesian Sport Committee (KOI) and the Indonesian Contingent (CDM) team for the 2017 SEA Games. As reported previously, Indonesia targets to win 55 gold medals in this event. The annual event of Lampung Krakatau Festival 2017 will be held on 25th to 27th August 2017 in Bandar Lampung and South Lampung. The festival, which aims to promote and increase tourist visit to Lampung province, will take the theme "The Glory of Lampung Crown." The 27th Lampung Krakatau Festival was launched by Tourism Minister Arif Yahya at the Ministry of Tourism building in Jakarta on Monday, August 7. After the launching ceremony, Lampung Governor Ridho Vikardo told the media that the festival is expected to attract 30,000 tourist arrivals. Currently, the festival is targeted to increase local tourist visits, but the future is expected to become an international event.
Yang pertama bahwa kita mengangkat ini menjadi salah satu.
We raised this festival to be a future festival. I hope that this momentum of Krakatau festival also attracts many people and glorify the name. So in the future, it can also become an international festival.
Rido Ficardo further explained, there are three main activities at the Festival Lampung Krakatau, such as Krakatau Historic Tourism and the Carnival of Lampung's traditional cloth, tapis. Rido added, tourist visits to the province of Lampung every year continues to increase. In 2015, 115,000 foreign tourists visited Lampung, or increased by 95,000 foreign tourists compared to 2014. The governor views that most foreign tourists are from Australia. West Coast Lampung becomes the favorite occasion of foreign tourists to do surfing. On November 2017, the government of Lampung province will hold Wai Kambas Festival in Lampung. This news comes to you from RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta. Indonesia's economic growth stagnated at 5.01% year-on-year. In the second quarter compared to the first quarter, the Central Statistics Agency BPS announced on Monday, August 7 in Jakarta. Private consumption, which accounts for more than half of the country's gross domestic product GDP, grew by 4.95% year-on-year, slightly higher than the 4.94% recorded in the first 3 months of the year. BPS head Suharyanto told in a press conference, this is evidence that Indonesia's consumption continues to grow strongly. The people's purchasing power has become a topic of current public debate following report from business people that their sales increased insignificantly during the Idul Fitri holiday season, when consumption usually peaked, sparking concerns about overall economic growth. Government spending growth, meanwhile, contracted to 1.93% year-on-year, compared to 2.68% in the first quarter due to Idul Fitri bonus disbursement in July, moving back a month from June last year. Export and import grew slowly in the second quarter at 3.36% year-on-year and 0.55% year-on-year respectively. Three sets of unmanned trains or sky trains have arrived at Soekarno-Hatta International Airport Cengkareng, Banten. The three series of trains consist of six carriages coming in two stages from South Korea. PT Angkasa Pura II spokesman Yado Yarismano said on Monday, August 7, that six SkyTrain cars have arrived at Soekarno-Hatta Airport, four cars arrived at the end of July. Yado explained at the first stage, two SkyTrain cars arrived in June. Mode of transportation based on automated people mover system technology is directly placed on the rail in front of Terminal 3 of Soekarno-Hatta Airport. In Stage 2, two sets of trains consisting of four carriages arrived at the end of July. The train is also placed on the SkyTrain lane. Technically, Yado said, what is currently being carried out is the final stage work for the SkyTrain path from Terminal 2 to Terminal 3 and vice versa. According to Yado, after the track work is completed, then trials will be conducted. Furthermore, Joko said, the SkyTrain will be tested by passengers without drivers. After passing the trial, the Directorate General of Railways will grant operational permits and the Soekarno-Hatta Airport SkyTrain will operate. The last item. The annual Tomohon International Flower Festival 2017 currently runs at the flower city of Tomohon in North Sulawesi until August 12. The event features plenty of exciting activities, such as a street parade at the main streets of Tomohon on August 8, a beauty pageant contest, the Tournament of Flowers, and a flower exhibition. Indonesian Tourism Ministry's Archipelago Marketing Development Deputy Esti Reko Astuti recently said in Jakarta that the parade will showcase flower-themed outfits created by local and national designers. The festival also hosts tourism, trade, investment, and floriculture expo that highlights floriculture, flower garden landscape, tourism, trade and investment exhibition. Several Indonesian famous singers and local musicians will also take part at the festival. Tomohon seeks to welcome more tourists through the event. In 2016, up to 26,000 foreign and more than 240,000 domestic tourists reportedly entered the region. To end the news, here are the headlines once again. The United States Pacific Command, U.S. PACOM, commander discusses meets Minister Wiranto. Indonesian President Joko Widodo calls Minister of Transportation to talk about airport construction. Indonesian President released Indonesia's SEA Games contingent. That was the news.
Listener commentary to the entitled ASEAN's 50th anniversary. August 8 is annually celebrated as the anniversary of Association of Southeast Asian Nations, ASEAN, a geopolitical and economic organization of countries in Southeast Asia established in Bangkok, Thailand on 8 August 1967 through the Bangkok Declaration by Indonesia, Malaysia, the Philippines, Singapore and Thailand. The organization aims to promote the economic growth, social progress and cultural development and create regional peace and stability, in addition to increasing the opportunity to discuss the differences among its members peacefully. This year is the 50th anniversary of the establishment of ASEAN. Within half a century, ASEAN has succeeded in creating peace, stability, and prosperity in the region, which is a success compared to other regions. There are several main issues of concern to Indonesia in the ASEAN Mitral Meeting held from 2 to 8 August 2017 in Manila, the Philippines. They are terrorism, security and stability in ASEAN region and South China Sea issues. In this foreign ministerial meeting, ASEAN and China have adopted a code of conduct concerning the South China Sea in which discussion has been halted for 15 years. Besides, another important thing is how Indonesia actively participates to invite countries in ASEAN to create prosperity for the people, to get interconnected with each other, to have mutual understanding and mutual openings, and to be able to maintain security in ASEAN region. Listener, that was commentary read by Rahmana.
Today in history. A compilation of several important events happened on this date in the past.
Hello listener, welcome back to Today in History of our Voice of Indonesia. Let's begin with an event which occurred on August 8, 1945. Stalin announced the war with Japan. On August 8, 1945, Stalin, the leader of the Soviet Union, declared war on Japan. The Soviet troops then attacked Manchuria in eastern China on August 9, 1945. The Soviet and Japan had previously signed a non-aggression treaty. Nevertheless, after the Americans bombed Hiroshima and Japan was preparing to surrender, Soviets took the opportunity to seize some Japanese territory. The Soviet army, at the end of its attack, succeeded in seizing North Korea and the Coral Islands. Until now, the Coral is still dominated by Russia, and negotiations between Russia and Japan on the fate of the islands have not achieved any result yet. We continue with the establishment of the Association of Southeast Asian Nations, ASEAN, on August 8, 1967. The Association of Southeast Asian Nations, ASEAN, is a geopolitical and economic organization of countries in Southeast Asia, established in Bangkok on August 8, 1967, under the Bangkok Declaration by Indonesia, Malaysia, Philippines, Singapore, and Thailand.
The organization aims to increase economic growth, social progress, and cultural development of its member states, promote regional peace and stability, and increase the opportunity to discuss the differences among its members peacefully. Brunei Darussalam became the first member of ASEAN outside the five initiating countries in 1984. 11 years later, in 1995, ASEAN received a new member, Vietnam. 2 years later, Laos and Myanmar, followed by Cambodia, also became members of ASEAN. Currently, there are 10 countries which become members of ASEAN. ASEAN covers a land area with 4.46 million square kilometers, or equivalent to 3% of the total land area on Earth, and has a population nearly 600 million people, or equivalent to 8.8% of the world's total population. The size of ASEAN's maritime territory is 3/4 of the land area. Let's end today in history with the event on August 8, 1990. Indonesia and China signed a Memorandum of Understanding on the normalization of diplomatic relations. The relations between Indonesia and China have gone through the ups and downs and the social and political dynamics that have occurred in both countries. History notes that at the invitation of President Sukarno, Chinese Prime Minister Zhou Enlai attended the Asian African Conference in 1955, which later gave birth to the Bandung Dasarsila, the principles that had encouraged the colonized people's struggle to seize the independence. Relations between the two countries also reached the lowest point, which marked by the freezing of diplomatic relations in 1967. The relationship reached a turning point with the start of normalization of relations on August 8, 1990, through the signing of a Memorandum of Understanding on the resumption of diplomatic relations by Indonesian Minister of Foreign Affairs Ali Alatas and Chinese Minister of Foreign Affairs Qian Qichen in Jakarta. With such normalization, Indonesia and China entered a new phase in bilateral cooperation, which is marked, among others, by the visits of government officials and the people of both countries. Well, listener, that was Today in History.
Today in History, a compilation of several important events happened on this date in the past.
Focus, daily news and events.
Hello listener, welcome back with me. I'm Hirmana Rahmana through Aerial Service Voice of Indonesia with the program Focus. The theme of today's focus is President Joko Widodo releases Indonesian contingent for SEA Games in Malaysia. This year, Malaysia becomes the host of the 29th ASEAN SEA Games. There are 11 Southeast Asian countries to participate in the SEA Games sport events, consisting of 10 ASEAN member countries. They are Indonesia, Malaysia, Thailand, Singapore, the Philippines, Vietnam, Myanmar, Cambodia, Laos, and Brunei Darussalam, as well as one of the non-ASEAN countries, Timor-Leste. The ASEAN Games will be held in Kuala Lumpur, Malaysia from 19th August to 31st August 2017 with 38 branches of sports. President Joko Widodo, as reported by Antara News Agency at the State Palace in Jakarta on Monday, released SEA Games Indonesian team to Malaysia. At the release of Indonesian athletes and coaches, President Joko Widodo was accompanied by Coordinating Minister for Human Development and Culture Puan Maharani, Minister of Youth and Sport Affairs Iman Nahrawi, Chairman of Indonesian Olympic Committee Erick Thohir, and Indonesian Continent Commander in SEA Games 2007 Aziz Syamsuddin. President Joko Widodo in his speech said that from homeland he is waiting for the anthem of Indonesia Raya sound resounding in the 29th SEA Games and the Plethod Merah Putih fluttering proudly representing the pride of Indonesian nation. Moreover, the president reminded athletes that 250 million Indonesians support the athlete's struggle in the name of the nation and country. He also reminded that Indonesia is a strong nation, capable to compete and winner mentality holding the fair play and discipline. President Joko Widodo also stated that these athletes are a source of optimism for all Indonesian people who will witness their struggle. Meanwhile, Coordinator for Human Development Culture Puang Marani said the Indonesian contingent is currently the result of the implementation of guidance of Indonesia Maso Prima, the Indonesian elite athlete training program, and becomes preparation for other international multi-event matches, as well as strategy exercise of Asian Games 2018 preparation in Jakarta and Palembang. There are about 200 Indonesian continent representatives who will compete on the 19th until 30 August 2017 in Kuala Lumpur. A total of 880 people will participate in the 29 SEA Games continent, consisting of 533 athletes, 170 trainers, 55 supporting devices, and 122 independent participants who are outside the contingent targets. Listener, that was Focus Day. Thanks for listening.
Listener, welcome to News in Brief. Indonesian President Joko Widodo called Indonesian Minister of Transportation Budi Karya Sumadi related to the plan to build Wira Sabha Airport in Purbalingga District, Central Java. In his meeting with the president at the State Palace, Jakarta, Minister Budi explained the president expressed his interest to the airport development, which is planned to be a liaison among regions in Central Java. Admiral Harry Brinkley Harris Jr., commander of the United States Pacific Command, arrived at Indonesian Coordinating Political, Legal and Security Affairs Ministry on Monday, August 7. Admiral Harry met with Minister Wiranto to discuss several topics, including peace preservation in Southeast Asia and Asia-Pacific. President Joko Widodo released Indonesia's contingent for the 29 SEA Games 2017. The release of the contingent was held at the State Palace in Jakarta on Monday, August 7. The SEA Games will take place in Kuala Lumpur, Malaysia on August 19, and it will end on August 30. The annual event of Lampung Krakatau Festival 2017 will be held on 25 to 27 August 2017 in Bandar Lampung and South Lampung. The festival, which aims to promote and increase tourist visit to Lampung province, will take the theme, The Glory of Lampung Crown. Indonesia's economic growth stagnated at 5.01% year-on-year in the second quarter compared to the first quarter, the Central Statistics Agency announced on Monday. Private consumption, which accounts for more than half of the country's gross domestic product, grew by 4.95% year-on-year, slightly higher than the 4.94% recorded in the first 3 months of the year. Three sets of unmanned trains or sky trains have arrived at Soekarno-Hatta International Airport, Cengkareng, Banten. The three series of trains consist of six carriages coming in two stages from South Korea. PT Angkasa Pura II spokesman Yado Yarismano said on Monday, August 7, that six SkyTrain cars have arrived at Soekarno-Hatta Airport. Four cars arrived at the end of July. The annual Tomohon International Flower Festival 2017 currently runs at the Flower City of Tomohon in North Sulawesi until August 12. The event features plenty of exciting activities such as a street parade at the main streets of Tomohon, a beauty pageant contest, the Tournament of Flowers, and a flower exhibition. Listener, that was the news in brief.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia.
You're still tuned to the Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta. We'll continue our next program with Indonesian Wonder and Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia.
Let's listen to various information of Indonesian arts and culture in a daily segment of Indonesian Wonder.
Hey,
Hello, listener. Welcome back to Indonesian Wonder, a daily segment featuring tourism, culinary art, fine art, and culture from various regions across Indonesia. In today's edition, we will introduce you to a sambal rusib from Bangka Belitung, so stay tuned. Listener, for most of Indonesian people, feel incomplete when eating without chili sauce or sambal. Therefore, sambal always serves in every food dishes. Each region in Indonesia actually has its typical of chili sauce respectively. Started from Aceh to Papua, each region has its own uniqueness in making the flavor of chili sauce. Like other regions, Bangka Belitung Island also has its typical chili sauce. Located in the eastern part of Sumatra Island, with its island's territory, no wonder if the typical culinary of Bangka Belitung is dominated by seafood. It also affected to the typical chili sauce of Bangka Belitung, which is made of sea commodities. Rusib is made of fermentation of anchovies or Clupeodes bermonsis. Rusib is fermented along with brown sugar, water of rice crust, salt, as well as jeruk kunci or kind of lemon. The anchovie is the sea fish catch by fishermen in Bangka. After the anchovies are fermented and emit the sour smell, those are later to be processed with onion and chili. This preservation process is done at least for 7 days. The color will be torpid with a stinging smell. Listener, there are two ways of making process of rusib chili sauce. Firstly, the fermented fish is cooked with some pieces of shallot and chili. Secondly, eaten directly as the dipping sauce. When you want to taste this culinary, you will smell the strong flavor of the fish. We can feel the strong sourness of the fish as well as lemon, onion flavor, and the spiciness of chili when we eat the sambal rusib. Sambal rusib is really suitable to eat with rice or fried yam and cassava. This culinary will be more tasty if it is eaten simultaneously with the vegetables such as lettuce, cucumber, and eggplant. Sambal rusib can be eaten for breakfast, lunch, or dinner. Besides delicious, sambal rusib also good for health. It is believed that sambal rusib comprises high amino acid and lactic acid, so it is useful for digestion and makes someone stay young. Moreover, this culinary is also believed giving effects to reduce cholesterol. It is happened because the lactic acid, which is produced during the fermentation process, proved to improve the condition of blood lipid profile for patients with hypercholesterolemia. Furthermore, sambal rusib also contains calcium, which can help to reduce the level of blood cholesterol. This typical culinary of Bangka Belitung can be enjoyed directly in every restaurant in Bangka. If you like, you can also buy it as souvenirs. You can find rusib chili sauce at the souvenir shops or traditional markets in the bottle packaging with 25,000 rupiah or approximately $2. The sambal rusip's bottle packaging can last for months or even a year. Listener, that was Indonesian Wonder for today with the topic of rusip chili sauce or sambal rusip from Bangka Belitung. We will meet again tomorrow with other interesting topics. See you and sampai jumpa.
Speak Bahasa Indonesia easily and correctly. We present to you Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia.
This is RRI World Service Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta with Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia, a lesson in Bahasa Indonesia or the Indonesian language on the radio, which introduces some Indonesian vocabulary and guides you to use them in a conversation. Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia is a collaboration between Voice of Indonesia, RRI Foreign Broadcasting Station, and the Agency of Language Development, the Ministry of Education and Culture of the Republic of Indonesia. Today's topic is Di Salon 2, or in English, At the Beauty Salon Part 2. First, I'll introduce some Indonesian vocabulary and idioms related to the topic today. I'll say each word slowly twice. You can follow after me. Potong rambut. Potong rambut in English, haircut. Menyemir atau mengecat rambut. Menyemir atau mengecat rambut. To dye one's hair. Keriting rambut. Keriting rambut. To perm or to curl. Lurus. Lurus. Straight. Warna apa? Warna apa? What color? Pony. Pony. Bang. Terlalu panjang. Terlalu panjang. Too long. Sedikit. Sedikit. A little. Selesai. Selesai. Finished. Butuh. Butuh, it takes, berapa jam, how many hours, 3 jam, 3 hours, cuci rambut, hair wash. Next is a conversation on Di Salon 2, or in English, At the Beauty Salon Part 2. As usual, I'll say every sentence slowly twice and you can follow after me. A conversation is between a hairdresser and Mary in the salon. Apakah Anda mau potong rambut juga? Apakah Anda mau potong rambut juga? In English, are you also having a haircut? Tidak, saya mau mengecat rambut. Tidak. Saya mau mengecat rambut. No, I want to have my hair dyed. Setelah itu, saya ingin dikeriting karena rambut saya lurus. Setelah itu, saya ingin dikeriting karena rambut saya lurus. After that, I want to have a perm because my hair is so straight. Kamu mau dicat rambut warna apa? Kamu mau dicat rambut warna apa? What color do you want for your hair? Saya mau dicat warna coklat. Saya mau dicat warna coklat. I want it colored brown. Menurut saya, poni kamu sudah terlalu panjang. Menurut saya, poni kamu sudah terlalu panjang. I think your bang is already too long. Apakah mau dipotong sedikit? Apakah mau dipotong sedikit? Want to have it trimmed? Baiklah. Baiklah. Sampai selesai butuh waktu berapa jam? Sampai selesai butuh waktu berapa jam? Oke, okay, how long does it take until finish? Kira-kira 3 jam. Kira-kira 3 jam. Approximately 3 hours. Mari saya cuci rambut kamu dulu. Mari saya cuci rambut kamu dulu. Come, let me wash your hair first. That was Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia, a lesson in Bahasa Indonesia or Indonesian language on the radio. Until tomorrow with another topic, sampai berjumpa lagi.
Music Corner, presenting various kinds of Indonesian music and songs from the Voice of Indonesia.
Hello listener of RRI World Service Voice of Indonesia wherever you are. It's a great pleasure to meet you in the regular Music Corner. In this edition, we present you to Dangdut Songs. Stay tuned.
Ku ingin engkau tahu betapa ku mengagumimu. Ku ingin engkau tahu betapa diriku memujamu. Haruskah aku nyanyikan cintaku agar kau dengar suara hatiku? Haruskah aku melukiskan tulus cintaku kepadamu? Sekian lama ku pendam rasa, rasa yang begitu dalam padamu. Tapi itu semua hayalan, akankah jadi kenyataan? Ku ingin engkau
Mengagumimu, ku ingin
Listeners, you've just heard the song Suara Hati. It was sung by dangdut singer Ayu Ting Ting. The song, which was released in 2015, tells the story of someone who wants to make the beloved one feel and realize the admiration and great love that has been perceived for a long time. The music of Suara Hati was impressed elegantly, which is dominantly by loop and digital instruments. The sound of flute and drum in the middle of the song brings dangdut rhythm comes inside to the song. Composed by Fauzi KDI, the song Suara Hati is the leading song of the album entitled Best of Ayu Ting Ting. This album presents best songs, which are packed nicely with the dangdut music and also combined with the strains of electronic dance music, rock, melee, and acoustic nuances. Especially with the characteristic voice of Ayu, making this album more fresh and interesting. Besides the song Suara Hati, there are four new songs in this album, namely Sambalado, My Lovely, Kekasihku, and Indonesiaku Berkarya Untukmu. The album also added with four hit songs that previously been popular among the dangdut lovers, such as Sik Asik, Gregetan, Single Happy, and Yang Sudah Ya Sudahlah. Some dangdut musicians who involved in this album, such as Fauzi KDI, Andika Maisa, and Liliana Tanu Sudipyo.
Selalu terbayang.
Listeners, you have just heard the song entitled Kekasihku. The song became the third single on Best of Ayu Ting Ting's album. Kekasihku tells a deep longing for the presence of a sweetheart, but the one never come. The music of the song is slow dangdut. Ayu admitted quite difficult to sing the song because the music of her previous song was affected by a mixture of other music, while the song Kekasihku is purely dangdut. Created by Fauzi Bima, the single Kekasihku and the video clip was officially released on April 14, 2016 and promoted through her Instagram account. To conclude this dangdut music corner, let's listen to the last two songs from the album Best of Ayu Ting Ting, namely Sik Asik and Yang Sudah Ya Sudahlah. If the Sik Asik tells the story of someone who is in love, but the song Yang Sudah Ya Sudahlah tells the story of someone who has forgiven the beloved mistakes and tried to make the relation increasing well. That was today's edition of Music Corner. See you and sampai jumpa.
Sick ass. jadi pacarku.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia.
Sungguh sesakan dada. Jangan lagi, jangan-jangan ingat kau. Semua itu sungguh sesakan dada. Kita tinggalkan semua itu. Kisah kita sungguh lelahkan hati. Kita tinggalkan semua itu. Anggap semuanya tak pernah terjadi.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia.
Informing, connecting, dignifying.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta presents actual news and information as well as entertainment.
You can listen to our broadcast every day on frequencies of 15150 kHz, 9525 kHz and 11785 kHz for English program, or listen to audio on demand at en.voi.co.id. Send your criticism and suggestions to en.voi.co.id or send your letter to Voice of Indonesia, RRI World Service, Jalan Medan Merdeka Barat, No. 4 and 5, Jakarta, or P.O. Box 1157, Jakarta 10011, Indonesia. And join us on Facebook, Voice of Indonesia, and Twitter, VoI Indonesia.